Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The Biden administration is taking steps to eventually require all foreign visitors to show proof that they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus. U.S. restrictions on travel to certain countries during the pandemic remain in effect. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is ready to deal with the massive surge in COVID cases.
We also, at the same time, are prepared if the FDA decides that they are going to recommend a booster. That is why we ordered the number of doses we did order several months ago, because we are like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and always want to be prepared.
The Biden administration averted a flood of evictions during the pandemic on Tuesday by issuing a new 60-day ban on removing people from their homes in areas hardest hit by COVID. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is calling for a moratorium on COVID vaccine booster shots until the end of September at the earliest. As NPR's Jason Beaubien reports, the WHO says it is inappropriate to be administering extra doses to wealthy countries while poorer ones have limited access to vaccines.
The director general of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says that to slow the growing number of cases globally, vaccines need to be distributed far more evenly around the world. While the U.S. and many other high-income countries have vaccinated more than half their populations, fewer than 2% of people in Africa are fully immunized.
We need an urgent reversal from the majority of vaccines going to high-income countries to the majority going to low-income countries.
The WHO is calling for a moratorium on giving COVID booster shots for the next 2 months in an effort to hit a target of getting at least 10% of every country vaccinated by the end of September. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
CVS says it is raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour. Other major retailers have made this move. And as NPR's Alina Selyuk reports, the industry is facing the most difficult labor market in years.
CVS Health says about two-thirds of its hourly workers already earn more than $15 an hour. But for everyone else, minimum wage will go up to $15 by July of next year. It's now at $11 an hour. CVS says it will also raise pay for pharmacy technicians and call center representatives and has stopped requiring a high school diploma or GED for most entry-level work. Some major retailers have already moved to $15 an hour as starting pay, like Target, Amazon, and Best Buy. Others, like Walmart and McDonald's, have raised minimum pay to an average of $15 an hour. Retail pay has stagnated for years, and this year, workers began leaving low-wage jobs at a record pace. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks closed mixed, with the Dow falling 323 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 19 points, and the S&P 500 dipped 20. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading. This is NPR. New York real estate heir Robert Durst is expected to testify in his own defense at his Los Angeles County murder trial on Thursday. 78-year-old Durst testified at his 2003 murder trial in Texas and was acquitted. He's now charged with killing journalist Susan Berman in 2000. In Lebanon, protesters clashed with security forces Wednesday, the first anniversary of a massive ammonium nitrate explosion at the Beirut port. Netta Umzi reports that at least 50 injuries were reported by the Lebanese Red Cross.
Thousands of Lebanese mourn the victims of the explosion, marching through Beirut neighborhoods most affected by the blast and ending at the port. The procession quickly became a protest against the country's political leaders. Demonstrators attempted to storm the parliament, but were pushed back by security forces who launched volleys of tear gas and deployed water cannons. Anger over the explosion, a stalled investigation, and the collapse of the country's economy has boiled over. Entire neighborhoods were devastated in the blast, and more than 200 people were killed. An investigation was opened, but a year on, no one has been prosecuted, and justice evades the families of the victims. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
Authorities in Bacal have ordered the closing of gyms, bars, and other entertainment venues after health officials confirmed 4 new COVID infections within a single family. The autonomous Chinese city also plans to test some 600,000 residents. The new cases have sparked economic concerns in a city that is reliant on tourism. This is NPR News. Support.